Well, Mrs. Leach, did it take two years or just one season to build the hotel? It's three stories.
Oh, I think it was all built in that 1 year. Do you remember Ruthie?
Well,
maybe the inside wasn't all finished.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe it was sprayed in.
I think the whole outside was
Yes,
but it was used right away.
Mm-hmm. Because we were there in the spring of 1930. I have a picture taken of my folks and you and the Millers and myself, 1930 in the spring, I think in March, and the hotel wasn't started then, and then, but it was opened that fall, wasn't it? I think in September,
They had a lot of carpenters around.
Uh-huh. Well, Billy Bowers was the main carpenter. Contractor, or whatever you say.
Is he from Central?
Yes, he lived in the area. He lived up at Boulder. Mm-hmm. And he was an elderly man at that time and when he built that hotel. Mm-hmm. But that was just to be the one wing, wasn't it? And then there was to be another wing on the other side, I think, eventually. Wasn't that the plan?
No, I think it, the whole thing was built.
Oh, I thought that.
Where did the lumber come from? Was that shipped in or was it cut here?
No, you see, my husband had brought in the lumber from, most of it from around down the lake. There were a lot of beautiful big trees there.
Medicine Lake?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they, yes, and they were, who used to, why, Wilbur Jewell, wasn't he the one that had the mail or somebody?
Uh-huh. They had a mill down by Medicine Lake. Uh-huh.
Well, the trees.
Oh, the tree, just the trees they got down there.
From
But frankly, I just don't remember who took them over to Central or just where they were.
I thought maybe I wondered if the lumber was cut in this area or if it was brought from
around the lake. Most of it, the trees, the big trees. Oh, we also have lumber from Fairbanks, of course, when the hotel was built. But nevertheless, some was from the trees.
Mm-hmm.
From the trees that my husband brought in.
Mm-hmm.